I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a sport that requires not just a cup, but a whole room full of cups. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Tomorrow, shortly after the dog eats the wrapping paper and the batteries in the electronic toys all die, the NBA season will begin. Is it fair to say the Los Angeles Clippers will enter Game 1 in an upbeat mood?
Yeah, they had a great game against the Lakers. Blake Griffin scored 30 points. Kobe Bryant's kind of injured. The Clippers are going to be the glamour team for a while, which just shows you a little bit about how the year has turned on its head.
Good news, Charlie. LeBron James is no longer the most hated player in the National Basketball Association. Who, perchance, has taken the title?
Chris Humphries has taken it for treating alleged human being, alleged non-cyborg Kim Kardashian shabbily.
Oh, no. More letters.
No, I mean, when are we going to start?
You don't think
when are we going to start being concerned with real people? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, LeBron James is still the most disliked real person in the NBA.
Since we last spoke, the previously winless Indianapolis Colts have won twice. I guess this is the reverse of the Only a Game curse.
Yeah, they've screwed up the first-round draft pick now. It's probably going to wind up going to Minnesota. This was supposed to be the march of the Houston Texans into the playoffs. That's been derailed for a while. And, of course, the Colts did themselves no favors by winning.
This week, former NFL players Jamal Lewis, Dorsey Levens, Fulton Kuykendall, and Ryan Stewart, all with medical problems, sued the National Football League. They claim the NFL hid knowledge of the long-term damage concussions can do. Does this seem to you to be the opening tap on a door that may soon be kicked down altogether?
It does indeed, because I think the discovery process going back before the NFL got interested in this particular issue is going to be quite fascinating.
Meanwhile, pro football's popularity seems to be secure, at least as measured by number of people watching games on television. Have you got the numerical evidence there before you?
Yeah, the Dolphins and the Cowboys racked up almost 31 million viewers. The only non-football related show to get into the top seven was CBS's 2.5 Men, the season premiere, which wedged in there between the Patriots and the Broncos on the 18th of December. And the Patriots and the Cowboys on the 16th of October.
The College Bowl season is underway. Which of the 35 matchups most thrills and or delights you?
Well, I of course always go to the games that are played on my birthday. This year there are two. The Military Bowl, presented by Northrop Grumman, which has Air Force playing Toledo. And the Bridgepoint Education Holiday Bowl from San Diego, featuring Texas and California. I think I'll be watching the Bridgepoint Education Holiday Bowl because that's on my birthday.
Fans in Los Angeles can now breathe easy and enjoy the holiday season. Why is that?
Because Matt Barkley, the quarterback, is going to come back and play another year and collect himself a Heisman Trophy, I think.
I thought for a moment there you were going to say collect another check, and that, of course, would have been
illegal. That would have been very wrong in Southern Cal, as you know.
Sure, it doesn't happen. An investigation of more than 24 Arizona politicians who received free tickets to the Fiesta Bowl has resulted in, well, what exactly?
Nothing. A dive by the local prosecutor. He's blaming the fact that the laws are inconsistent, the reporting requirements vague, and that there's a requirement that he has to prove that a defendant, quote, knowingly violated the law. In other words, Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery would just as soon not do his job real hard on this one.
So the laws may be inconsistent, but by golly, the politicians are consistent.
Absolutely.
You offer them free tickets.
They're going.
They take them.
They're there.
Fans of the Montreal Canadiens are planning a protest rally on January 7th. They will march outside the Bell Center and provide Quebec flags to fans. What's got them so upset?
Yes, les habitants. They have a coach who does not parle français at all.
We, on the other hand, are simply brilliant at it.
Rien du français pour la coach. Yeah, that's going to become an issue because this is the one place in the world where it would be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, the Canadians aren't very good right now, which I'm sure is exacerbating the whole thing.
On Saturday night, Colby Armstrong of the Toronto Maple Leafs took a hard hit to the head, and over the next 2 days, he hid concussion symptoms from team trainers and doctors. Now he's out indefinitely. One wonders if Mr. Armstrong has not been paying attention to the news.
Well, he's been paying attention to the news, but he's also been paying attention to the culture in which he was brought up from the time he was about 12, which is you get out and play. Until that changes, the sudden attention to head injuries is going to be a terrific thing in theory, but it's going to be very hard in practice.
The tax man cometh, or at least the Major League Baseball luxury tax man. Once again, the New York Yankees will pay the most, $13.9 million, but it's the lowest tax assessed to that team since 2003, so I guess that's good news.
Yeah, the Yankees are retooling, as we know, and they're doing it relatively on the cheap, I mean, relative to what the Yankees usually do. The Red Sox got smacked pretty hard, too, with the luxury tax. Their spending's gone up. They got a bill for $3.4 million, which is, you know, almost better than double what they paid last year.
Barry Bonds has appealed his conviction for felony obstruction. Some have said he got off easy with only 30 days of house arrest, 2 years of probation, and a $4,000 fine, but I guess not easy enough.
I'd like to commend all the drug warriors in my business and around the media for this tremendous trophy they've put up on their wall. Barry Bonds gets a slap on the wrist and decides to appeal the slap. Really well done. Well worth the $50 million it took.
The readers of Sports Illustrated weighed in with their choice of best sports moment of 2011 this week. Charlie, tell us of their choice and how you regard it.
It's the return of the football player Eric LeGrand at Rutgers a year after he was paralyzed from the neck down. And who can be? I mean, this is an obvious vote, and I'm glad it went that way.
It's rare that actions on the sports field result in criminal charges, but this week Chelsea defender John Terry, who's also a captain of England's national soccer team, is facing criminal charges for allegedly racially abusing an opponent during a game back in October. Boy, that should get the attention of other players, I think.
This is a very odd and a kind of uplifting story, to be perfectly honest with you. The racial undercurrent in English soccer has been a problem for a while, both in the stands and on the field, and this may be the first step towards taking control of it a little bit.
And finally, Charlie, I understand that fans of the Bears have reason not only to hope their team will beat the Packers tomorrow, but that Chicago will shut out Green Bay. Why is that?
Because you can go to Sewicki Motors in Rochelle, Illinois, and if the Bears shut out the Packers, you get a free car.
Is Oprah running that
dealership? How'd you like to be the executive sales manager that has to open the doors on the morning after the Bears shut out the Packers?
And how much
do you think people will just show up and just start driving them off the lot?
They leave the keys.
Got my ticket stub right here. I'm out.
I want the green one.
I'll take the Mitsubishi over there. Yeah, that's a good one. No. I'll take the Ferrari, the one over in the corner.
Charlie Pierce writes the politics blog for Esquire magazine, and he joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill. Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to all our listeners.